Good morning. It's February 15th, 2020. And my name is Kimberly Kuhn. And this is our first episode of the podcast. Says Who Podcast. Question everything. So, last night I had a big epiphany with the family. I'm sorry. You know, I've been going through a lot of stuff all on my own. Nobody's helping me doing the simplest things. You guys are seeing me like working so hard, losing all this weight, you know, to a frenetic speed, and the bottom line is this, is that they are very uncomfortable that I live my life outside the box. As I was growing up, I did it half in, half out, more out, but I couldn't acclimate, you know, to all the judgmental people that think you need to act a certain way. And which is my big question, says who? Says who? Who's the captain of the world? You know? Says who? Who the fuck are you, right? Who are they that made these rules up that we're following so diligently? Handing over money, standing in line, taking whatever. Says who? when I got thrown in jail last week, it was a huge eye opener for me. Because I saw how chaotic and corrupt and in a complete shambles the whole system was. It's like the lunatics are, you know, taking over the asylum. So, it's all gotta go. It's all gotta go. All needs to be rethought out and include the 99% of the world that has been discluded due to the melanin color of their skin or whatever stupid reason. That little 1%, the little greedy motherfuckers. You know, power mad, limp dick motherfuckers. Your time has come, sirs and madams. Get over yourself. And, so I explained and was heard for once that what I'm doing is actually being my authentic self. And my authentic self is someone who doesn't do one thing. She's constantly learning new things, teaching others, and moving on. Empowering, growing, evolving. It's how I've always lived my life. I'm not going to apologize for that. And now I'm grabbing it by the 100,000%. Grabbing the bull by the reins and going with this. So if they don't like it because they're uncomfortable, it's only because they're pre-programmed and brainwashed. They don't know why they're uncomfortable. They don't know why it bothers them. So their general reaction is to be judgmental behind my back, you know, come up with all these excuses as to why I behave the way I do. But the bottom line is this, I'm actually being who I am on every count. And I'm a creative, lively, motivated by positive, good things. And, you know the whole Adam, be careful what you wish for. Adam, I don't even think that's a word. But anyway, the old quote, be careful what you wish for, right? My entire life, my family has been wanting me to, you know, live up to the full potential of my IQ and all the gifts that I've been given, experience, education, the way my brain works, where I'm able to connect the dots real fast. And then this year, I've never in my life done it so more. Again, nice grammar. This is my 4 a.m. podcast. Oh my goodness. We need to take a break for a fabulous sponsor. Soon to be more sponsors, Anchor. I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. So now, we're back with Kimberly Kuhn, and we're discussing Dirty Minds, No Brainwashing Podcast. I like it. And it's all basically boils down to two words that you can say about pretty much anything. Let me give you an example. Honey, you need to go to college. Quote, says who? End quote. And that, my friend, is pretty much the meaning of life. Says who? Who says? Who? The only person that can say who is you. It's up to you. Do your research. Figure out who you are. Don't be who somebody wants you to be. Don't try to fit your beautiful, unique, hashtag this is me into everybody else's square peg. Be yourself. Took me 53 years to figure this out, but I'm a genius, I'm Aquarius, I am a fire horse, I'm in menopause, I'm the wisest I have ever been, and it all came together, and I realized that this is me, and everybody needs to stop trying to push me and pull me into what they think I should do or say. You know, that's why they keep their distance. They're terrified of me. But on the other hand, it's so freeing. Because when you find your true nature and quit looking for approval, people can't hurt you, you know? It's you. You're in charge. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And if you don't, you do the research. And do it right, you know, don't just take the first answer somebody gives you. You do the research. You're worth it. I promise you. So freeing. Oh my goodness. So yeah, my family were like, we don't understand why you crawled up on the, you know, I was wearing that red dress during one of my fashion shows. Why you crawled up on the counter? We don't understand. Did I commit a crime there? No, it was fucking funny. And you know what? It was organic and it just happened because I was trying to get a decent picture. That it turned out that well, that I got that many things because of it. Well, hey, that's just bonus. And when you're honest with yourself, you know, and about what and who you are and what your expectations are, things go your way. I promise you that. The other one was for our first super fan, Kevin Ames. When I did the, when I put the lotion on my skin, you know, that wasn't some prostitute thing. That was literally studies showing that it calms a man down and it's a kindness. You know, minds of his mom or whatever it is, or maybe being a baby. I don't even know. And if you watch it, it's comedy because I'm trying to wear stilettos and I almost fall over, which would have been even funnier. But my family were horrified. But why? You know, because nobody does it. So what? That's why I'm entertaining. That's what people want to watch. Because you never know what you're going to get. So we're going to take another break for my favorite sponsor, Anchor. Be right back. Hey, I am back. Always full of stuff to talk about. But the bottom line on this now is says who. Says who, says who, says who. What's their motivation? Question everything. And for the love of God, don't have regrets. Regrets and guilt are luxuries that you cannot afford. Don't waste your life doing that. Find yourself. Be happy, be free, and set the example so others can. Otherwise, everybody's just miserable, right? All right. So I want to see you guys crawling on cupboards. I say it. I want to see you getting out of your comfort zone and having fun and going live and not wearing makeup and doing whatever it is that helps you figure out who you are, because the only person that it matters is you. So screw guilt, have fun. Cyndi Lauper said it best when she sang, you know, girls just want to have fun. And quick little anecdote on Cyndi Lauper, I went and saw her many years back, and I had short blonde hair at the time. We had VIP seats and we came out the back and I got into a limo, but as I was getting into it, I got a rush of fans came over to me. They thought I was Cyndi Lauper. So instead of saying, no, I'm not, I signed all their autographs. So they have a Cyndi Lauper story. And one very smart gentleman pointed out to me that I also have a Cyndi Lauper story. So Cyndi Lauper, hats off to you. Girls do want to have fun. Peace out. Talk to you guys soon. Find out who you are. So what's the name of this podcast? Dirty Minds. No brainwashing. And I swear to God, say it to everybody. Says who? They hate it. It's better than whatever. All right. See you soon. Friends, viewers, contributors, collaborators, colleagues. I'm out of them. Please, please be a part of my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. You want to talk? You know, how can I get better if you don't give me input? So please, please, please click on the link and be my buddy. We'll get you on. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Kimberly Kuhn, 54 years old, and you know how I'm a big believer in quantum physics and synchronicity. Well, I was playing that little OMG thing. Oh yeah, I'm in a bar. It's my birthday. But so a little bit of synchronicity happened again. Over and over and over, it keeps happening. take a look at this. Hang on. Anyway, you want to hear from our sponsor?